Moz Baker and Clive Brooks, Coventry Hospital Radio.
Yeah, good evening. If you joined us to go on the Pub Landlord's Choice Show, it's not that show tonight. It's a special Moz and Clive PUSB weekly show. And I'm Clive Brooks. He is Moz Baker. So, someone's just gone off my headphones. I can't hear myself.
I am Moz Baker, and it is great to be here on a Tuesday evening. We rarely are here on a Tuesday. Clive is. I'm not. We're normally here on a Thursday, but Thursday, of course, is Christmas Day, and we'll be doing other things. But we have been joined on the line by a special guest from City Radio in Swansea.
Now.
That's good. I can see that you're looking confused. We should be joined by Dan Perkins. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Moz. Hi, Clive.
Hello, Dan. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you doing?
Excellent, thank you. So, looking forward to Boxing Day. I don't know about you, Dan, but I always love a Boxing Day fixture.
Oh, you can't go wrong with Boxing Day. You're all full up after Christmas food, aren't you? And then a little beer.
Yes.
And a full day of football.
Absolutely, yeah. It's one of them traditions, isn't it, that I would hate to lose. I think it's a real shame that the Premier League is not going down the non-Boxing Day route this season. Thankfully, the Championship and the other Football League divisions are still playing, which is good.
Yeah, it's a full day, isn't it, for all the Championship, League One, League Two is a full day, and we've got one Premier League game at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, it's a real shame, I think. But anyway, plenty of action in our division, which is going to be great. And for us, the visit of Swansea City. Now, Swansea City, for us, it's not always been easy going. You've become something of a bogey side for us, Dan.
Yeah, I was looking at the history, which you've got to do as a commentator, haven't you?
Yes.
Look at the long-standing history, but I don't think it really matters when you look at... You know, when you go back to the 80s and realise that Swansea are still winning games through the 80s, it's what's happening now, isn't it, that's most important?
Of course it is.
Was it 18 games or something that Coventry hadn't won between 1982 and up to, what, last year?
Yeah.
Before you came down to the Swansea.com and won 2-0.
Yeah, we only won last year. That broke that curse, but we still haven't won away. Swansea, have we?
No, that was the game we won,
yeah.
Didn't we?
Oh, yeah, won away.
We won at Swansea last year, which is great because for us to break that duck. But we're expecting a tough game because you've hit a bit of form recently, Dan.
Yeah, I mean, look, Vito Matos came in not long ago, about a month ago now, and it's slow and steady when a new manager comes in. He hasn't had his staff yet, but they're now in the club after getting their work permits. Three home wins, which have been three hard-fought and hard-contested victories. But away from home, it's still a real struggle. The best way to describe Swansea at the moment, they're a team in transition rather than a finished product.
Yeah,
you can clearly see the Matos. He wants more intensity from the players. He wants more control of the ball. He wants more shots, which Swansea aren't quite doing. It's building, but it's not quite there. But the numbers are far better than what they were when Alan Shearer was in charge.
Yeah.
And now, you know, posting double-figure shots pretty much every game and having big spells of possession higher up the field, it's exactly what he wants. But that's at home. Away from home, you've only got to look at the results. They've all been, again, close results, but the Stoke City performance... very good up until a point, and Stoke hit Swansea on the counter, and that's where I think Coventry are going to benefit, is if Swansea have a little spell of possession, high up the field, start to take control of the game, little lapse in concentration, I think you'll end up grabbing a couple of goals quite easily on those transitions.
Mm. Yeah, because your last four games, you've won three and lost one, and the one you lost was against Stoke City, which are they was in playoffs, weren't they? They've dropped down a little bit now. I mean, you lost 2-1. When I looked at it, it was a bit of a narrow loss, wasn't it? Or am I just reading too much into that?
Yeah, but Swansea's away form this season. You look across all of the away fixtures, barring Bristol City. There was no manager, Shearer had been sacked, Vito Matos hadn't been brought in yet. That was a 3-0 defeat, and it was easily the worst performance that Swansea had put in this season so far. But since he's come in, you can see the sort of direction that he wants to take the team. He wants that consistency. You see, what I think you'll find is there'll be a bit more aggression from the Swansea City players. especially in the middle of the field. There's a real lack of aggression from Swansea in midfield areas, in those central positions. But you have the likes of Franco and Stamenich now, who will probably be starting that game. They're not afraid to put in a tackle. So I expect some strong tackles to come in the middle of midfield, and Swansea will need to do that to stop you, because you're absolutely rampant at the moment.
Well, we obviously have got a strong midfield, and we are scoring a lot of goals. But I mean, just looking at the Swansea side, Vipotnik, for you, I mean, how's he been doing in recent games?
Picked up a little bit now. Start of the season was banging in goals from all over the place. Recently has got on the score sheet on a few games now. What I always say on commentary, and I'm almost expecting the away manager or away fans to listen to me once just to tell you how to deal with Jan Vipotnik.
Yeah.
It's quite simple, really.
Yeah.
Don't give him any space at all.
Yeah.
Close him down when you can. If he's got the ball 20 yards from goal and he shifts it onto either foot, and you give him half a yard, he'll hit the target, and Rushworth's going to have to do a good job stopping it.
Yeah.
He is that type of player.
Yeah.
He's been the most consistent attacking threat this season.
Yeah.
His movement doesn't get talked about enough. It is very clever, his movement. He drops off the centre-backs, especially when someone's deep in their own half. He'll drop in, he'll try a little flick on, he'll try and get others involved in the game. And it's that movement then that's very clever, because he'll drop into a space where neither the centre-backs nor the midfielders really pick him up. And if he's found, he's lethal.
Yeah.
Is your top goal scorer, any, with 9 goals?
Yeah, 9 goals. I believe it's 11 in all competitions this season, including cup games. So by far and away the top scorer.
Yeah, carry on.
Yeah, Vito Matos, he likes to switch it around. So, well, I think it's 4 games in the next 9 days for Swansea.
Yes.
I think it's probably similar for you guys as well.
Yeah, you've got to make the most of your squad, haven't you, in that sort of situation, the Christmas holiday period.
Exactly, and Adam Eder is the other centre-forward. Big money was spent on Adam Eder, and I think a lot of clubs from the Championship would have known Adam Eder when he was at Norwich, and he's the type of striker that sort of feeds off love.
Yeah.
So he needs to feel the love, and you'll get the confidence there.
Well, he got the winner, didn't he, against Wrexham last week?
Oh, he's absolutely lethal from a yard out, I tell you.
Yes. But yeah, I mean, he's definitely going to get the love for doing that last week in the battle of the Welsh sides, surely.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, to steal a phrase from Snoop Dogg, Concord dropped it like it's hot.
I like that one.
Eder was poaching on the line and tapped home. I don't think he even realised that it was going to be allowed. He looked so confused by the ball. a lot of the players and supporters were really confused at the whole situation. It was 2 mistakes from the Wrexham keeper, that led to it. But yeah, he's tapped in, he's scored, he's obviously delighted. But Matos has said, you know, he needs that love and that confidence. And could be dangerous if he comes off the bench.
Yeah,
he's a big centre forward. He could cause some problems.
Yeah.
if he enters the field.
It's going to be interesting. Another player of yours that I always like the look of is Yi-Sung, the South Korean. Always looks an exciting type player.
Yeah, when he first joined last season, I'm a Liverpool fan myself, so I loved Adam Lallana when he came to the club. And I always found that Om Ji-sung was a little bit like Adam Lallana in that he wasn't pacey as such, but he was very good on the ball,
skillful.
Really good footwork, great dribbler. You'll find that he won't take players on, but he'll like to hold the ball up and drag a player in before trying to turn. He likes to cut inside and get a shot off. If he starts, he'll have Josh Tymon outside him as well, and he'll gallop up that left-hand side.
Mm. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the visit to Swansea, because I think it's going to be a really interesting fixture, and certainly we won't be taking it for granted here, Dan, because certainly the record that we've got, and the fact also that you've improved so much in the recent times.
Yeah, and that improvement is slow and steady, and I think now that the staff are in, I think they got Joe Allen in as well, and Leon Britton, who are club legends, to sort of smooth his transition into the club, and they're staying on as well.
Yeah.
So it's quite a big backroom staff now for Vito Matos, yeah. And I think they will really assist him in helping to decide who starts games, who's good at what, yeah. And what the identity of the club.
How's he going down, Dan, with the fans?
I think so far, so good. I think with any new manager that comes in, you've got to give him a bit of time. They know that what the type of football he likes to play. Again, it's aggressive, possession-based football to try and get as many shots away as possible, essentially. That is his style. I could tell you from 1 to 11, if they're selected, how exactly Swansea are going to play. It's not difficult to tell you how he likes to play football. But the fans are, I think, starting to sort of see what's going on, getting behind him a little bit. And that's really important. The attendances were dwindling a little bit at the Swansea.com. They were hovering around the sort of 14, 15,000 mark when it's a capacity of about 21,000.
Yeah.
So the last few games you've seen 17, 18, and now a sellout against Wrexham.
Yeah.
I think as long as the performances keep going up, the results keep flowing in a positive manner, you're going to see attendances rise, and of course, the more that there are in the stadium, you know how much the fans then are loving what they're seeing.
Of course, yeah. That's good to see.
I mean, you are 19th in the table on 26 points, but you're only like, I think, 10 points from six.
So the
table this year is really tight. That middle bit of the table is really quite exciting, isn't it? Really,
good for wins, all changes.
It's classic championship, isn't it?
You're
never going to know who is going to be where until the last three or four games of the season.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, he just disappeared. Hopefully we can get Dan back. While we're doing that, listen to this.
The station the big man listens to.
It's true, you know. I totally do. Merry Christmas.
Coventry Hospital Radio.
Hello, I'm John O'Farrell. I present my show at Easy Listening on a Wednesday evening. Easy for who, I hear you cry? Well, not for me, that's for sure. I've been known to lose half a stone on a bad evening. Things sometimes go wrong. Sometimes. But enough of me, it's you, the patients, we're here for, and Easy Listening is, I hope, a good description. A mix of music, down all the years. Some reminiscing, some stories, a bit of culture. Tales of old Coventry, and new Coventry for that matter. So I'm here most weeks, Wednesday evening, 5 till 6.30. Have a listen. You never know, you might get to like me.
It's Moz and Clive on a Tuesday evening. Well, Dan disappeared, but I think we've got him back. You still there, Dan? Hello, Dan. Oh.
He's gone off again.
Oh, dear. So we'll try and get Dan back. So we've been listening to some of the players and the messages that they've given us this week for our patients here at Coventry Hospital Radio. And one of those players, and I'm delighted that he sends a message, is my favourite player, Tats Sakamoto.
Merry Christmas to all the patients and staff at University Hospital Coventry and Warwickshire.
Brilliant stuff, and so good to hear his English improving all the time. And hopefully, Clive, Tats will be back with us on Friday, on Boxing Day, when we play Swansea City. Because he's been such an influential figure for the club.
Yeah, he has. He's been really good, hasn't he? But now, if I press the right button, right, Moz, we should have...
Dan back.
Dan back. Hello, Dan.
Sorry, I don't know what happened.
Never mind. You're back now. So obviously we were talking about the season. You have the fact that the championship is so tight and a couple of wins and you're in a much better position, and hopefully that'll continue after the Boxing Day match, obviously. And then obviously when we come to your place, I think it's March time, isn't it? We play you.
Yeah,
when I was
so.
Sort of looking at it. Do you get over to the away games, Dan?
So our chairman does like to do the odd away game. I think it really depends on me, unfortunately.
Okay.
I work full time, as many of us volunteers do. So it's quite tricky to get to away games. We do some of the local ones, and we wanted to do Coventry a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
But for one reason or another, we couldn't make it.
Okay.
If it's on a Saturday and it's at 3 o'clock and I'm available, yeah. we'll often try and come up.
Well, that's great. Well, hopefully, if we don't see you, clearly it doesn't sound like you are coming up on Boxing Day. Hopefully, we'll see you on another occasion.
But just saying, because you are a host of radio, but why are you called Radio City 1386 AM?
Well, it's been going for 60-odd years now. There was a little rebrand done at the time when we were applied for a medium wave licence. So it just came with a bit of a name change where we added the 1386 on top. So we were always Radio City.
Okay.
As part of hospital radio service. And we went for a little rebrand and added the 1386
at the end. That makes perfect sense. Yeah, I mean, because we love getting... We have a lot of different hospital radio commentators on our show and that. Because we normally on a Thursday, but because it's Christmas Day and Moz wanted Nick Tuesday night show, we're not doing the pub landlord's choice, we're doing the PUSB weekly.
Yeah.
So it's a bit different. We keep saying Thursday, but it's Tuesday.
It's definitely Tuesday.
So what's your thoughts on Boxing Day's game?
It's not Saturday, it's actually Friday. It's Friday afternoon.
Yeah, win, lose or draw, Dan?
Do you know what? It's I can't see anything other than Coventry winning the game.
Thanks.
There's a reason why you're top of the table. The amount of goals you scored. Swansea aren't particularly strong defensively. You're very good at set pieces, as far as I'm aware.
Yeah.
So I think you might struggle with set pieces. There's two big centre-backs in there, Nkabango and Burgess, they're towers. They will deal with a lot from set pieces. I think Swansea will score, but you'll probably score three.
Well, I hope you're right on that one. But just to give you a little bit of hope, the last time we played a Welsh side, which was Wrexham, they beat us 3-2. And, Kiefer Moore scored a hat-trick against us. So you never know. You never know, do you, Dan?
No, you never know at all. And, you've got four of your players are in the top 15 scorers in the championship.
Yeah,
that's a lot. And Lampard's been doing absolutely brilliant work.
Yeah.
And, of course, you've got Carl Rushworth, who's a former Swansea loanee as well. So
having a great season for us as well. Having a great season.
Not just his shot stopping. You know, his agility is excellent, but he's just so... The range of saves, not just with his hands, but with his feet as well.
He uses his feet. I've said this many times. He uses his feet so impressively.
Yeah, I think he's a phenomenal goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I don't know if Brighton will let him go because their other English goalkeeper, who's 35 now.
Yeah.
And maybe that if Brighton can haul themselves up the table a little bit and get European football, they're going to want him as their European goalkeeper.
Which is a shame. I mean, and also we have got one of your famous players, Matty Grimes, who's changed Coventry City. Since he came in last January, he's been a difference, I think, from Coventry City of old to get into the top of the table. What do you reckon about Matty Grimes, mate?
I think that Coventry are probably getting the best out of him. When he was at Swansea, he was the sort of catalyst into the way Swansea played football, which was the central holding midfielder and got a lot of the ball. I know he's the highest passer in the championship. This season again, but he plays alongside someone, so I think you're getting the best out of him without him having to be over exuberant. He quietly goes about things, but the difference is you've got a lot of quality in forward areas. You've got four very good forward players that will basically get you goals and assists, while he will direct the traffic behind them.
Yeah.
So they didn't quite have that. And they've really relied on him being the creative spark. So I think you're getting the best out of him when he's a part of an all-round very good team.
Yeah.
Rather than Swansea, where he was the catalyst.
Mm. Yeah, him and Victor Torp play really well together. Yeah. And we say in commentary that when Matty Grimes gets the ball, it's like time stops. Because he can get the ball and he looks around and he makes that forward pass, makes that pass on to the wing to Mason Clark or Tats or to Torp. And he seems to have so much time on the ball. And it just level the heads out, doesn't it, Moz?
Yeah, he does. He's made such a big difference here. But it's interesting, what you say, obviously, about him being in... with all due respect, a better team here than what he is at Swansea, and that's making all the difference from your perspective. Interesting stuff. So just before we let you go, Dan, so you've said that it's going to be a win for Coventry City. What's your kind of thoughts on the season for Swansea? What would be a good end to the season for you?
At the start of the year, I said if Swansea finish mid-table, top half, so you're 10th, 11th, 12th position, I think that's a really good season for Swansea.
Yeah.
And given that they've sacked the manager now at the start of the season and brought in Matos, if they can get into mid-table, I think that will be a very good season. The, I think there's fans at the start of the year were really optimistic. You know, we had all the Modric and Snoop Dogg talk. You had signings coming in, Galbraith coming in at the start of the year, I think is a phenomenal bit of business.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't get snapped up by a higher championship or lower Premier League team, either in the January or at the end of the season, I'll be really surprised. He's probably going to be playing at right back, I imagine, against Coventry on the weekend.
I was going to say, he plays at right back, doesn't he, with Tymon on the other side? And
yeah, well, Galbraith, he's a midfielder, and he's fantastic in midfield. But what Galbraith is being asked to do now at right back is to invert inside a little bit, so he joins the midfield.
Right.
Add that creative spark. So